This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right, got a Q&A episode for y'all today, and today's Q&A question was submitted by Mike, and he writes, "Hey Dean, I'm 20 years old, graduated from a business school in the Netherlands, currently working hard at a startup, setting up my own business. I've read a lot of self-improvement and inspiring content. What I always see is this magic moment in which people turn their life around in one direction. I've had this moment millions of times as well in a lot of different directions, and there's so many things I want to do that I find it very hard to focus on the things I have to do now. My question to you is, have you experienced this also? You have a lot of ambition, a lot of different projects going on. Do you feel overwhelmed by your own ideas ever? And if so, what did you do to solve it?" Okay, cool. Thanks for submitting your question, Mike. I appreciate it. And it looks like there's a couple of different questions inside of this question, so I'll try to attack this for you in a couple of different ways. Firstly, all right, so as far as like ideas go, right, I'm a big idea guy. I have a lot of ideas. They hit me at all different types of random times, when I'm walking, when I'm at the gym, when I'm working on something else, right? So ideas are always kind of coming at me, right? I'm always bombarded by ideas, and I'm grateful for that because it's awesome. I love having that ability to kind of accept ideas as they come into my mind, right? To create these different connections. And so the thing is, though, what I used to do was whenever I'd have an idea, I'd kind of let it take me over and I would switch whatever it is that I was focusing on. That's not a good strategy, right? Because if you always have a bunch of different ideas and you're always following those ideas as they occur, then you're setting yourself up for a lot of distraction, a lot of problems, because you won't ever really be able to see anything through to its completion, right? So how do you deal with that? How do you focus on that one thing, that one great idea that you might have had, you know, yesterday or last week or last month, and you're trying to finish up and follow through on that idea, right? I think that's an issue that you're having based on this question. It kind of seems like what you're getting at. And so what I like to do and what I would recommend is have a trusted place, a trusted tool to capture your ideas, right? That is a really great way to mitigate yourself from feeling like, oh gosh, you know, I've got this really great idea. Now, how do I put it into action? If I don't act on this idea, then, you know, it's never going to happen. Or if you have the initial excitement and enthusiasm that comes along with initially having an idea, sometimes we feel that, you know, maybe if you don't act on that, it'll disappear. Or if you're working on an old idea, it's kind of lost its luster, and the new idea is real nice and shiny and exciting, and you want to follow that. So a good way to mitigate that and to prevent yourself from just going in a million different directions and finishing and following through on one idea at a time is to have a trusted system, a trusted tool to capture your ideas, right? To write it all down and to store it all, to come back to. And that's why I use the word trusted tool, because it's got to be something that you can, your mind will know that you will come back to at a certain time. And for me, that's my weekly review. I have an inbox. I like to follow the GTD system and getting things done by David Allen. And you could, I'll link all that stuff up for you after this episode in the show notes or wherever you can get more information about this. And so what I like to use is the GTD method, right? Their system, because I know that there's all those ideas that I have, all those things that I want to do, all my, you know, someday maybe future ideas and projects and possibilities and actions are stored somewhere. They're in a safe place that I know that I'm going to come back to once a week, every week, no matter what. And that's it. So then once I have that there, I know I'll go back to it and I won't have to worry about it again. Because here's what happens. There's this thing called the Zeigarnik effect that researchers, I think his name is John Tierney and Roy Baumeister, write about in their book, Willpower. And what the Zeigarnik effect basically is it's when you have an idea and you don't put it somewhere safe to come back to later on, it kind of constantly eats away at you. You're always thinking about it. And that can be perceived as a good thing by some people, but it's also waning down on your mental bandwidth, right? It's draining you of energy. It's draining you of your willpower because you've always got it in the back of your mind. It's kind of like when you hear a song, right? And you don't finish the song, you kind of always, you're constantly thinking about the rest of that song as the day goes by, right? It's kind of like when you go to those amusement parks when you were a kid, you know, it's a small world after all, it's a small world after all. And you just kind of constantly hear that tune over and over and over again, looping and looping and looping in your brain. That's the Zeigarnik effect taking effect because it's kind of like an unfinished loop. You haven't closed the loop. So the idea here is to close all of your open loops. And an idea, until captured, is an open loop. Until you've written it down somewhere, until you've captured it in a trusted tool like Evernote or a journal. Those are my two favorites, by the way, Evernote and my journal. I always have those two on my person at all times. Always have something to write with physically. And I Evernote is in my phone. It's on my computer. You know, I have it with me everywhere. It's on my tablet. So at all times, whenever an idea strikes, boom, you're ready to get it down. The only time I don't have something near me to write down or I can't act on an idea and capture it is when I'm meditating. You know, that's when I don't, when I try not to think about stuff, when I try not to write anything down, when I try not to pause from what I'm doing to, you know, capture an idea. But aside from that, with the exception of those 10 minutes of my day, I always have something right within reach, right? To either write down physically or to capture digitally. So that's really, really important. I would highly recommend that you do that. If you don't already have a trusted tool, a trusted system, a place to inbox to capture your ideas, get that now. You'll feel so much more like just at rest. You'll feel more energy. You'll feel more calm. You'll feel more clarity to actually focus and execute and finish the ideas that you've already launched in the air, that you've already finished, that you've already started. So that's the first thing. The second thing here is you also mentioned that I have a lot of different projects going on, and I guess you could say that I do. But the thing I don't think that a lot of people realize is that I don't have them all going on simultaneously. I work on one project at a time, like one big thing at a time. And this is huge. This is key because you can't be doing a bunch of different things. You can't have a lot of different things in the air at once. You'll just not be focusing. You won't be able to give the power, the energy, the focus that whatever you're working on deserves fully. So I dedicate certain specific amounts of time, right, to work on things. So that's another key thing to keep in mind. Never work on more than one thing at a time. A good book for that, one of my favorite books, is a book called The One Thing by Gary Keller. So, and then the other idea here, the other question that you had was, do you ever feel overwhelmed by your own ideas? Yeah, of course, of course. And again, getting that tool to, that trusted tool, that trusted place to store your ideas, to capture your ideas is so key. That's why it's so important, because otherwise you will feel overwhelmed because you're trying to carry around all this, all these different bags in your mind, this mental baggage. It's weighing you down. So when you can just capture that, right, write it down and capture that, then you'll free up space in your mind to focus, to create, to come up with more ideas, to make more different connections, to, you know, succeed at whatever it is that you're trying to do. So do yourself a favor, my man, and get yourself a journal and get yourself a digital tool like Evernote, where you can, you know, have two places, one physical to write down the ideas that you have, and secondly, digital to write, to capture those ideas, you know, in your phone or on your computer or on your tablet. So there you have it, my man. I hope you found this helpful. And if you have your own questions, by all means, go ahead and submit them over at meaningfulhq.com or email them to me at questions@deanbukhari.com. Yo, it's Dean. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you found this episode inspiring, or if anything else you've heard on the show has helped you or made an impact on your life in any way, I'd really appreciate it if you showed me a little love with a quick review over on iTunes or on whichever podcast platform you tune into the show on. Every single review helps us reach and inspire more people to live like they give a damn. Listen, if you've got self-help questions of your own that you'd like me to answer live on the podcast, hit me up over at meaningfulhq.com. You can submit them over on the contact page, or you can just shoot your questions directly to me at questions@deanbukhari.com. Thanks again so much for subscribing, sharing, and tuning into the show. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's because of you and tens of thousands of other listeners from around the world tuning in every single week, week after week, day after day, that we are able to continue creating content to help you crush it and make an impact in your life and at work. So thank you for being part of this and continuing to share the podcast with your friends, your family, and anyone else you think it could help. Until next time, this is Dean Bukhari telling you to go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.